escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back at it, perhaps against all odds, after the tangents we connected with on Monday's show. How are you, Plumber 43?
Super Mario is doing all right. I still got some work to do, and I tried to do some last night.
You know, plumber's work is never done.
It's never done. There's always something else you got to work on. And that doesn't even include my sprinkler system I got to get to at some point outside. So that's that. But I'll say this, Duffer.
Are you waiting for winter for that? Like, isn't the sprinkler system like a spring thing that you get up and running?
Yeah, but then they were supposed to fix this and fix that or whatever. So I think I'm going to do a little bit of it myself and kind of just see where it goes. If I have a puddle in the backyard, I may...
What do you call those emergency things? Are they spigots?
They're underground, but there's just a few valves that needs to be changed. So they get gunk and they get dirt and
go get Adam Hadwin to help you out.
Oh yeah, he's good at throwing a club right down on the sprinkler head. That happened earlier this year, right? And then he's stepping on it to keep it down, like, oh shoot. I just messed this up, but no, you know what's great? Like I'm a nighttime worker. Like I had dinner and then I was like, oh, I'm going to get working on a little bit more. Like I love to do stuff later in the day. I'm not a morning guy. And maybe that's because most of my games and most of the things that I have to do work-wise when my brain is like checked in is at night, right? Like we work game nights. For years I worked at night mostly. So I get energized to do things at night. Well, last night I'm doing things, but I have baseball in the background. I have the Yankees and the Blue Jays, go Jays. They won 11 in a row at home. And they got another big one against the Yankees tonight. But then all of a sudden I'm on MLB Network and they're like, something happened in a game that has not happened since 1971. We're talking about 54 years ago. Do you know what happened?
No, that's my birth year. I'm saying you don't have to tell us how many years it's been.
You didn't have to say that. I'm just, my story goes, it happened in 1971. And so the Phillies and the Red Sox last night were in extra innings. Bottom of the 10th, nobody out, bases loaded. One ball, two strikes on the batter. The pitch is a little bit outside, but the batter checked his swing, right? Like he went to swing, like protecting home plate, and then he backed up. And then all of a sudden he looks at the referee, goes, catcher interference. And the ref is like, no, it's ball two. And then the coach, the manager for the Phillies comes out, no, catcher interference. So they're like, we're reviewing for catcher interference. And after a while, it took a little longer, the umpire comes out and says, The call on the field is reverse. It is catcher interference. So now the winning rule comes in. It is the first time in 54 years that a game as a walk-off catcher interference happened. But the tricky point of this, and you know, when we do hockey review, there's always an angle that you're like, I'm not sure about that, is because the catcher caught the ball and then the bat hit the glove. It wasn't as the bat is swinging for the ball that it caught the glove. The catcher, because the ball was outside, reached so far forward and caught the ball. And then the bat on the check swing went right on top of the mitt. And they called. So even the announcers were like, even if he catches the ball, that's catcher interference. Like, wouldn't catching the ball negate that? And so they called it catcher interference. So I'm sitting there last night and I'm like, what is the equivalent of a call that would be like catcher's interference in hockey that doesn't guarantee you a run, but gives you an advantage or something like that? Something that doesn't happen often, mm-hmm. right? Like catcher interference doesn't happen that often, but that was rare, a walk-off catcher interference. So I have an idea of what that would be in hockey, but I don't know if you have something that is rare or we don't see often anymore in the game.
It anymore, but there was a brief period of time where the league was clamping down on uniform violations where you couldn't have it tucked in. So imagine if you were still calling that penalty in overtime and somebody gets
we can't see your number.
Like, seriously, penalty. That's crazy, right? And that was, so that immediately jumped into my, and just like, I love this little nugget that you're rehashing from last night in baseball, because when I used to watch baseball every night, it's amazing, truly amazing, how often moments very similar to the one you're speaking of happen. I saw so many things, and it was at a time when my girls were playing, you know, summer softball, right? So incredible teaching moments, right? Not that they're ever going to take all of it with them, but just little nuances of the game. And I mean, also, I guess from hockey, I mean, I think, you know, the face-off violation is still, like, if you, you know, maybe play
get
it with
kicked
your,
out twice, you
or
get a
play
penalty
it with your glove, and it's really close, like it wasn't the glove, but it was really that kind of stuff. Maybe a chin strap.
What I thought about Duffer is something we don't see often, but at any moment you could always call, is an illegal stick. Like, correct. Getting an illegal
stick.
Well,
we don't anymore.
We don't anymore. But so the most famous illegal stick was the Marty McSorley one in the Stanley Cup final, game two of the 93 finals. The Canadians are down by a goal late in the game. They call Marty McSorley for an illegal curve. And Carey Fraser, I believe, was at the bench with the thing. And he says, penalty. Montreal ties it with Eric Desjardins scoring a goal late. And then he scores an 0-2, ties the series. Montreal wins the next three to win the cup in 93. Mm-hmm. But do you remember in the last 15, 17, 18, 20 years, anybody getting called for an illegal stick?
No, because they changed the rule. So the curve thing came out of it, and then it basically disappeared. Like, it's not a thing anymore.
So it's not a thing anymore, but I did some research as to when the last one to get called for an illegal stick. Mm-hmm. So we are going back to March the 9th, 2009, Toronto against Ottawa. And Ron Wilson, the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, called Jason Spezza for an illegal stick late in the game, about 3.5 minutes left in the game. Ottawa was up 2-1. And so Jason Spezza, when he saw that he was going to get called for an illegal stick, stepped on his stick, broke his stick, so that the referees wouldn't be able to determine if it was illegal or not. So right then, they probably would have given him a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct or something. But they were able to put his blade together enough to measure the thickness, and it was too thick. Yeah. Because Spezza was told that he used to shave his blade to make it legal. Well, you know, as a center, they like the heavy, thick blade to be able to win pucks and deflections. Mm-hmm. So they were able to figure out that his stick was still too thick, too high of a blade, and he got a penalty. Now, because it's me, and I had some extra time while I was, you know, doing things this morning, what about the second last time that a stick was called? So we're going back to 2007 in April when the Anaheim Ducks were playing the San Jose Sharks. And at the start of overtime, the San Jose Sharks called Timu Selänne for an illegal stick. So sure enough, they grabbed Selänne's stick. They measured the blade. Again, it was too thick. Mm-hmm. Who is the coach of the San Jose Sharks?
McClellan?
It was Ron Wilson.
Of course.
So Ron Wilson has the last two illegal sticks called in the National Hockey
because
League.
His family history in the game, like he's a, like it's, it just makes sense. Like if you knew Ron Wilson over, like from, my goodness, like just, like it's perfect actually, you know?
He would be the one to study the guy's stick. And like, he was such a hockey, like, I'm going to say nerd. I'm a hockey nerd, but like coaches back then and players back then, that was a natural instinct. Mm-hmm. You got to a face-off with somebody and your stick crossed over, you paid attention to their curve, right? You paid attention to their blades so that maybe you were going to call it later. And I think that stayed in the mind of those guys, like Jacques Demers when he called Marty McSorley. It was that mentality that led to him calling an illegal stick.
Were you ever called for illegal equipment at any point in your playing days?
Was never called for illegal equipment. Not that I didn't wear illegal equipment. Dave Dryden, former Sabres, Dave Dryden, unfortunately passed, but he was kind of running the goalie department in the NHL. He came to Buffalo one summer and took pictures of my equipment to be able to show all the cheating that goalies were doing. He had me take my jersey off, show the side of my pants that had big rolls, you know, in on the outside, the wings that I had in my chest and arm to make the arms bigger. Underneath the armpits, I had rolls to be able to not have to bring my arms down. Patrick Watt cheated so much. Dominic Hasek, like for all the great that Dom did, like it was accepted at that time. Goalies that wore the baggy jerseys, the Steve Shields used to have an oversized blocker duffer that the way you would get caught in the NHL is they would measure you sometimes as you came off the ice at the end of the game. So Steve Shields wore his illegal blocker for 58 minutes of the game. He'd come back to the bench like the last commercial break, he'd put his blockers on the bench, he'd grab the water bottle to grab some water, knock his blocker down, reach down and grab his legal one, and then go back in the nets and pretend that it was the one he was playing with the whole time. So, and I know everybody's going to say, well, Gard Snow, yeah, Gard Snow, but everybody did it. Gard Snow was just so obvious that it was so big.
Well, there's, you mentioned Dave Dryden, and there's the famous Dryden brothers incident. Well, multiple, and it's Scotty Bowman with Montreal originally called Dave, I believe, for illegal stick, and then, you know, playoffs, Sabres seek revenge and they call Dryden Ken for illegal pads in game five. Like it's, and as you just said, like Dave would go on to be like the guru of, of all this. And, but again, it's planted in just, there are certain, I we're all really immersed in this, but you always just know some people that just get it. And that's why it's hard. Like for me, I didn't spend enough time directly around Ron Wilson, but he was in the game for so long. And as you have moments where you wonder, like, why is this guy still, you know, and then you understand it. And that's just the beauty of longevity and history and all of it. And it's a very cool tangent and amazing. It starts with baseball and catcher interference and things like that. Right. I mean,
Well, it's not, it's not the same, but it's something that doesn't happen that often, that, you know, we'll get goalie interference. We'll get all these types, but catcher interference, you know, I saw one this year, actually, early in the year, where it wasn't even the bat that hit the glove. The bat hit one of the lace of the glove. Like, this catcher had very, like, loose lacing on the outside of his glove. So I bet you, like, the next day he went and snipped all of those extra laces because the bat caught the laces and it led to a catcher's interference.
Yeah. Well, last year, the Bruins probably feel like they didn't get any breaks. But some would say that they were their authors of their own demise based on how last offseason went when navigating through their goaltending and the new contract for Jeremy Swayman, which was a long time in coming. But it was handled so meticulously by GM Don Sweeney that he got a 2-year contract extension out of it.
So something that is not like catcher's interference is your sarcasm on the dailies, right? So that is something that happens more often.
And might I add, it's more likely to happen over the next 32 shows because we are day two of our team of the day. And without some meaningful or non-meaningful quips along the way, this could be a tedious and boring process. But we're trying to have fun with it. And you certainly didn't mince words recently when talking about Don Sweeney and whether the Sabres should do any favors for him. So I will say this. I thoroughly enjoyed last year's Bruins season. Like one of my favorite Bruins seasons of all time. They missed the playoffs for the first time in 9 years. It's only the seventh time in the last 57 seasons.
Yes, since the expansion of the original six.
Yes. So it started with the Swayman. Well, there's a couple of ways to look at it. The free agent acquisitions, but more importantly, the lack of certainty with Swayman, and he was not right from the start. They fired Montgomery, which it's almost like they...
Why?
They wanted to for some reason, despite being so briefly removed from one of the greatest regular seasons in NHL history. Mm-hmm. Montgomery was 8-9-3, immediately gets snapped up by St. Louis. Joe Sacco.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ends up as the interim coach, goes 25-30-7. That may not tell the whole story. When you look at where the Bruins were at approaching the Four Nations tournament, the Boston Bruins were 500 and very much in the mix, despite not living up to preseason expectations.
Yes.
What followed was a run of losing 8 of 9, and then, incredibly, after losing 8 of 9, they started a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They finished the year with 6 wins in the last 27 games.
Well, you think about it. So you mentioned the Swayman situation last year. I actually feel that it started before that because last summer they lost Ullmark, they lost Jake DeBrust, Grizzlick, Einen, Boquist, JVR, Shattenkirk. They lost a ton of guys and they didn't really
a lot of nothing in some of those names, all due respect.
Some of those names were, but they're bigger names, and but they didn't replace with anybody. And then, you know, they went from 135 to 109, And then last year, 109 to 76. So in the points. So in 2 years, this Don Sweeney team went from 135 points to 76. They almost lost 60 points in the standings in 24 months. Like,
will
that
they
is
lose
a
20
major
more team. Points this year and get Gavin McKenna?
They're definitely a team that would be, a lottery possibility.
I don't think it could possibly happen with Pastrnak, Swayman, and McAvoy and Lindholm. If those four players are healthy, there's no chance this team ends up at the bottom. No chance.
They may not end up at the bottom, but they could be in the bottom 10.
I mean, you could win a lottery like the Islanders did.
Exactly. They could lock into winning the lottery with 5%, 6% chance. But I look at that roster, Duffer. I look at their top line, and I get it. David Pastrnak's an all-world, right? David Pastrnak last year, 106 points, 43 goals. The year before that, 110 points, 47 goals. Like, he's an all-world.
Why stop there? Since 16-17, David Pastrnak is known as a goal scorer.
Yes.
Since 2016-17, he is sixth in points. Give me the five guys ahead of him.
Okay, in points. So there's McKinnon, Draisaitl, McDavid. That's three of them right there. So I need
reigning
two
scoring
more.
Champ.
What's that?
The reigning scoring.
Oh, Kucherov. Kucherov is on there.
Redman. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And that's just points. He's fourth in goals. He's trailing Matthews, Draisaitl, and Ovechkin.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's all world. But again, you're like, okay, so Pastrnak always, and he's one of the very few wingers that I could say can drive a line. Like, Pastrnak drives his line, and it doesn't matter who's playing with him so much. Like, Morgan Geeky last year, amazing season, right? He ended up with 33 goals and 57 points. But when your first point getter is 106 points, and the next guy on your list is at 57.
Well, they traded Brad.
Well, Brad ended up lower when you consider, like, even the time that he spent in Florida. But so, and Brad Marchand was injured and all of that. But you go from 106 to 53 or whatever. The year before that, it was kind of the same thing. Pastrnak at 110 and Marchand at 67. So there's always like this 45, 50 points difference between between Pastrnak and the next guy, which makes it hard for the Bruins now to have consistency in their team game. If Pastrnak doesn't provide you with 2 points that game or 3 points that game, you don't have a chance. And I don't see it getting any better this year. I mean, their top line center is Elias Lindholm. And okay, Lindholm's a good player, but with Geeky and Pastrnak, it's just Pasta to me. And then your second line, you have Mittelstadt, and you added Victor Arvidsson, and you have Pavel Zacha. Okay, but it's still like maybe they get 40 points, those guys, 40, 45 points. They're not getting to 70, 80 to give Pasta the support. McAvoy is a big part of their team. Ampus Lindholm on the back end is a big part of their team. Swayman has to be better.
He played 17 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two of them combined, McAvoy and Lindholm, played 67 games. If people in Buffalo want to fixate on Dahlin's absence amidst the 13-game losing streak,
well, Boston,
I couldn't stop talking about it last year with the Bruins. Yeah. You take away top two defensemen like these two, any team, zero chance. Zero.
Yeah, but it's not just their team game that faltered with McAvoy not being in the lineup or Lindholm. It's everything. They, like, 2 years ago, they were top 10, top 14 in every aspect. Goals against, goals for, power play, penalty kill. Last year, they were 28, 26, 29, and 24th in those, like, goals against, goals for, power play, penalty kill. Like, they're in the bottom five of the league in every category. Mm-hmm. And so it's more than just McAvoy to me. It's your overall, and maybe Marco Sturm, first-year coach in the NHL, comes in and is able to give them a little bit more of a boost in all aspects of their game, but they're missing bodies. They're missing quality players on that team.
Right, but my point is even if McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm don't have career best offensive seasons, by their mere presence, their exiting of their own zone changes the outlook. And we basically, like Lindholm, he wasn't even there for Montgomery's full 20-game run to start the year. Like, yeah. So Joe Sacco never had him. And I don't know how you can measure anything else beyond the absence of two significant presence on the blue line. But there is a lot.
And if they're both there, they're fine on the blue line. I still don't love their depth because Zadorov is a physical presence, and I like Nikita Zadorov. I think he's, you know, I got to know him when he was here in Buffalo. But then you pair him with Jokke Aho, right? That's basically what you have as your second pair right now. Maybe you're going to say Lowry or Peake can battle, and Lowry can play a little higher. But that's what you have. After Lindholm and McAvoy, it's Zadorov, Jokke Aho, Lowry. That's what you have on the back end.
Agreed. It may not be super deep, but I think it's comparable to a lot of NHL teams. It's just how we look at, you know. And I would say Buffalo has a chance to be a little more consistent through more pairs based on talent that they have through their blue line. Remains to be seen. We're putting an awful lot on Kesselring for sure to provide, you know, a needed balance. But I do think it could still be a strength. Last year, we were a little bit fixated on how much can this blue line produce as far as points. And they went out and actually executed that. But there were areas through their blue line and obviously up front that didn't allow them to take that next step. The Bruins, again, I would just like to see what they're actually working with if they have their top two defensemen. So I have a lot of Bruins questions. I don't know if you do, because I would like to, I mean, we got off to such a great start that I have lots more Boston after
lots
the break,
more,
if you're okay
more.
With that.
I'm totally fine with it. I want to know if the Bruins will average above over under 25.5 shots per game this year. Because last year in their games, they basically, against the Sabres, it was 19, 20, 21. It was like so low. It was boring hockey. I felt bad. Like watching Bruins hockey was not fun last year.
Do you want a semi-serious, okay, not serious at all question?
Yes.
Will the Bruins be hard to play against?
Oh, suck on it, Don Sweeney. Because that was his like big thing, right? He's like, I didn't love how we played. Even when we had our group, we were too easy to play against. We got to be harder to play against. Oh my gosh. Press play, rewind, play again, rewind, play again.
It's comments like this that lead to Janot, Corrali, Asimont,
yeah,
to a lesser extent, Arvidsson. That's what they're building here.
Well,
so,
they started the year before with Zadorov, and who else did they bring? Well, they didn't bring really any like big, heavy guys, but Zadorov is one of those. So that's what they're building in Boston. We want to be back to the bad Bruins, and big bad Bruins. That's what they want to build.
Let's just go with the bad Bruins. It's more fun. Marty, would you like a t-shirt, like a Hockey Fest t-shirt?
I would love a Hockey Fest
t-shirt. Then you should strap on the pads and take part in Hockey Fest, which is, of course, part of Sabres Fan Fest, presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It is returning this late summer to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza, Saturday, September 13th. Of course, as you're well aware, that's when the Prospects Challenge weekend happens at Lecom Harbor Center. But as part of FanFest, player appearances, fun games, activities, the aforementioned Hockey Fest street hockey tournament, which happens on RJ Way on Perry Street, all the details, sabres.com/FanFest. More Bruins bashing? Maybe. Next on Sabres Live.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.